Francisco, you guys have obviously had a good offensive postseason, but two shutouts now in the last three games. What sorts of common threads do you see up that line?
That when we have people in base, we got to execute. That's what now it comes down to, you know. They execute it. Their pitches, when we have people on base, and we didn't. You didn't execute. I didn't execute. That's what it comes down to, you know. We got to execute when we have people in scoring position. But that's part of the game. You tip your hat today, and hopefully you come back tomorrow and execute.
Did Francisco surprise you with that 3-2 football?
It was a good pitch. I don't want to say I got surprised, but it was a really good pitch.
Francisco, between you, Pete, and Vientos, it looked like you guys hit three balls that would have been out on most nights. Was it tough to get it out tonight?
Not for them. Right. So they hit it out. It's just not us. You know, I felt like I had quality at bats. Just didn't get any hits, you know. I hit the ball hard. Both of them, I didn't think they would have gone out.
Right.
Whether it was a good day or a bad day, I didn't think they would have gone out. So you just got to get hits, you know. You just got to make something happen.
Francisco, you were able to flush game one and bounce back as a team in game two, and especially setting the tone. What's the message after tonight's game for the team so you guys can bounce back in game four?
Stay the course. Stay the course. Continue to compete. Come back tomorrow. They're a really good team. They're a really good pitching staff and good hitters. And you have to give them everything you have. Otherwise, you're not going to win.
There's been a lot of talk about how many times you get to see a pitcher in a series or in a given game. Do you feel that that's impacting you guys at the plate, not getting to see a pitcher multiple times, perhaps, in a game?
I mean, we prepare. We're ready. The coaches have done an outstanding job of giving us all the information we need to be successful. So it's not like we're going up to the plate surprised with a new pitcher or somebody that we haven't seen. You know, it's we're ready to compete. We have all the information that we need to be successful. Bottom line, it comes down to us executing.
So how frustrating was that second inning when there was a couple softballs that wound up turning into two runs that inning?
I mean, yeah. We love to score there for sure. Would I love to get a single and continue?
I mean defensively.
Oh, you're talking all defensively.
The comebackers and those that led to the two runs that inning. Just a tough inning overall.
Yeah, it is a tough inning, but at the end of the day, you know, it's part of the game. It's one of those where if we would have made plays, things probably would have been a little different. But at the end of the day, it worked out the way it worked out. You know, you got to live with it, come back and be better tomorrow. You know, it's part of the game. You got to limit the mistakes. You know, this time of the year, you got to limit the mistakes to win ball games. And today, they play better than us.
Mentally, what goes into your reset for tomorrow before first pitch? What happens in your mind?
I mean, you gotta flush this one as fast as you can. And it's been the same thing all year round. You know, whether you win or lose, you gotta. If you win, enjoy it. You know, turn the page and go home. Enjoy your family. Have a nice dinner and come back tomorrow and focus on winning.
And is there a sense of pressure to get it done here? You got two more games here at home.
Pressure has been there since day one. So. It's one of those that you want to come out and win ball games for sure. Yeah, you want to win as many games as you can before you get eliminated. So whether it's here or their place, you got to win ball games.